Hello, guys, and welcome to the Launching Forward podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little unique. I'm not going to share with you guys some tips and tricks and hacks and productivity tools and topics and all that. I think I should just use this episode to share with you what is it like to work with me as your virtual math tutor. What is it like working with a virtual math tutor to begin with? So I thought I'd share with you my services as a math and wellness coach focusing on ADHD, where I use wellness to support the math. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm excited about this episode to share with you what it is I do outside the podcasting world. Let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. A lot of you guys have asked me, like, what does a math and wellness coach do? You know, how does that connect? So I thought I'd use this episode to really explain to you that the core of my coaching is math, and around it is wellness. So think of it as a way where, in order for the math to stick, your environment has to be great, has to be stable, has to be manageable. So I coach my students doing that. And for those who have ADHD, it's so pertinent for them to know how a tidy home equals a tidy mind. Clean food equals better processing of our brain receptors. So one thing that I do for my math tutoring services is that I do an initial math and wellness assessment. I get to see what the child's strengths and struggles are, what their math level is, understand their foundation in math, and also pay attention to their behavior altogether. And I use that in the assessment. I require that before we go into math coaching is to see if we're compatible. I like to call that break the ice, but it's really a way to kind of see if we're both compatible to work together online. And sometimes I can tell students that are not great to work with online. They need that in-person contact. I've only had that three times throughout my entire 9 years of coaching. So virtual has been super effective in terms of doing math coaching. It wasn't popular before COVID, and it exploded during COVID, and I had never been that busy in my entire life, but I was COVID ready to go. So what is it that it takes to work with me? So as I mentioned before, this first step is we need to do a math assessment, but the step before that is knowing if your student or child needs a tutor. That's number one. And them raising their hand saying, yes, I need a tutor. I do not coach students if they do not want to be coached. So then they hop onto a discovery call with me, which they fill out an inquiry form and they schedule a time to have a free 15-minute call with me. And then from there, I get to understand what it is that they are needing. And then I say, okay, yeah, I can definitely help you. Let's dive into this assessment. And we do an assessment together. We talk for about an hour and a half to 2 hours going over everything. I consider this a way of like having someone send me their file and it's all messy, and then I need this time to kind of like reorganize it and say, okay, this is how I think we can get your math journey on the right track. So after that assessment, and if I feel like we are compatible, then we start tutoring and we dive into that. So you might want to know, what is the tutoring like? Well, during the tutoring, what I like to do is really establish a good relationship with the student and really fill in the potholes that I saw during the assessment. And then during that time, I give homework. I call it math mission work. And I make sure that they are, you know, focusing on their classwork at the same time as working in the filling in the potholes. And I just try to really meet where the student is at. I'm trying to meet you where you're at. And especially my students who have ADHD, we really try to work things in a structure by structure basis where we have goals, we have deadlines, we have expectations. And I keep my students accountable at all times. And it is whether that they're in elementary school or even college, I treat them the same. I make them feel like they are the bomb.com. They are my math astronauts. And that is what I call my math students. They are my math astronauts. You're not my math student, you're my math astronaut.
All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD. An organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and it's been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at LailaAliyeh.com. That's LailaAlieh. All right, let's get back to the show.
That is the fact. I don't call my math students. I call them my math astronauts. And that is because they're launching forward to reach their full potential. And so I really try to make sure that my brand reflects what kind of student I'm working with and making the student feel part of the journey. They're part of the mission. And what a better way to train an astronaut is to show them the guides and guidelines as to what I expect for them to do and how they can reach for the stars. And so it is not just something that I tailor to be the same for each student. Each and every one of my math astronauts has a different mission objective, 100%. So with that, we also do a rewards program. I like to call it my mission bucks, math rewards. I have different words for this, but I also like to reward my students for doing a good job when it comes to tests, quizzes, homework assignments. We come up with our own little point system and reward system together, and they really love it, especially my elementary students. Even up with my high school students, they love making money. So we have a rewards program for my students. And then in addition to that, we always revisit our expectations if we ever see a deviation. If there's ever a deviation, we revisit it. And that, my friends, is what I call accountability. And really, my goal is for the student to not need me anymore. They learn a skill, they know how to apply it, and I hold them accountable to that. You know, and that is why I call myself a coach, a math coach. I also implement the wellness aspect, so call myself a math and wellness coach, where I really am focusing on making sure that the student is making their bed, making sure that they're following through with their tidying skills, because that is key. If the environment of the student is not considered tidy and organized and there's so much clutter around them, how do you expect the math to stick? So overall, we go through all these steps together where we do the inquiry, the discovery call, the assessment. We do our tutoring. I reward them as they're doing a good job. And they also know what the consequences are when they don't do a great job. You know, they learn how to pick themselves up. You know, I really try to coach my students and I hold them accountable because I have high expectations. And it's not being mean. It's not yelling. It's basically helping them learn how to pick themselves up. And obviously, I can go over this more with a discovery call if you guys want to know more about what it is I do as a math tutor. I coach nationwide and am even open to coaching overseas, internationally is what I'm trying to say. Because math is a universal language. It's a life skill. It's a life skill. And I use this time, what I feel called to do by God, is to really help these students to become our next generation of leaders. If our children do not know math, what is our tomorrow going to be like? And I don't even want to worry about it. I don't want to think about it. I am focusing on one student at a time who can make that difference for everybody in the world and even our next generation. So I thought I'd just share with you guys what is it that I do exactly as a math and wellness coach. And I hope it clarified any questions or concerns you may have about me. And I would love to dive in deeper with you guys if you are interested in learning more. I try my best to share as much value as I can and be be able to give back and help our next generation reach their full potential. All right, explorers, that's it. Thank you so much for listening on today's episode. Keep exploring. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlliette.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlliette.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlliette.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.